Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I'm here to give you an update and some insight into some of our previous series as well as our upcoming series. Many of you were followers and listeners of Ask the Analyst, so you may be asking, where is the analyst? I have questions. I need answers. Well, there's going to be some changes, and as a result, also, there's going to be a new series. Well, first of all, let me tell you about the change. Ask the Analyst is coming back, but the new theme behind it is Ask the Agile Analyst. And that particular episode will feature myself, which a lot of you may or may not know that it's by day. I do a corporate training in the area of agile analysis. So, ironically, what I'm observing and hearing and what's being shared with me in the classroom are some of the universal frustrations, not just to people who work in corporate America, but even to entrepreneurs. So, stay tuned. I'm going to give you a bit of a snippet of the type of topics we're going to be talking about on Ask the Agile Analyst. But first, let me tell you about a second change. Now, I said that I'll be the host of Ask the Agile Analyst, and my previous co-host of Ask the Analyst was Coop Coopersmith, and he's going to start his own series and talk about various topics and specialties that are in his wheelhouse, including how to use improv in the workplace, how to more on the whole DISC assessment, DISC. You may remember a previous episode where he talked about the DISC assessment and assessing different personality types on a team. He'll also talk about things like design thinking, leadership, helping with decision making. So all of those will be on his new series, still on our podcast channel, but it'll be his series, and he'll be inviting guests, various guests that he'll be interviewing. So looking forward to that. So happy and so excited for Coop and his new endeavors, and that Technology Espresso is still able to host and support him in that endeavor. So with that said, let's circle back to the Ask the Agile Analyst. Well, there's a lot to talk about in regards to Agile. And ironically, putting the twist of the analyst on it really stokes the fire, so to speak, as far as the conversation. Agile, some of you may know, is a framework that came out in the, I would say, at least 10 years ago, 10 plus. And it's a way to be lean in your work and your effort, but also to expedite the work. Now, some people will say, and I think that this is a big disconnect that can cause problems, but that Agile is all about going faster. Well, based on your capacity and number of resources, your capacity is going to cap out at some point. So you can't just keep pushing more work on people and telling them to work faster. Agile isn't some magic tool or method that can stretch time in some ways and give more hours in the day. So backing up off of the whole thought process that it's about going faster, and just restating and capturing it with different words. Because the key with Agile is delivering the right things sooner. Not faster, sooner, but in their own due time. The thing is if you're going to spend some time on something and that thing is significant, it's worth taking the time to do it right. Now, as I promised, I did say that our topics relate to both entrepreneurs and they relate to corporate. There's one thing that I can't emphasize enough, is that at the end of the day, what people do in business and what they do in corporate America are one and the same. They're basically helping solve problems, root cause analysis, get to the real problem, and then find the solution that's within reach. Now, the whole idea of using Agile is not only to help you help create transparency, but also with Agile, it's about creating the right things the first time. So what client wouldn't want to see a business using an approach that is going to focus in on the most important, the high value things, and help relieve their pain points in these areas? Just thinking very simply, it doesn't matter whether you're selling shoes, whether you do hair for a living, whether you do nails, you can be in retail, or any other industry. It's about satisfying your clients, satisfying them in a way that makes the money that you request for your service completely worthwhile to them, without a question. So let me step you through Agile. I know it's easy to throw around a term and talk from a high-level or academic perspective, but let me just make it clear, because again, this is a setup for our ongoing series. So I want people to understand why to tune in and not tune out just because you're not in corporate America. Agile was created after years of trial and error of a lot of different approaches to building software. That includes waterfall and iterative and XP and unified modeling language. But what's so important is that Agile, again, a hybrid to begin with, is about giving you the flexibility. They give you a framework, but you can deviate from it. It's not like there's a right and wrong like most methodologies. It's quite simple. Agile wants you to do a little planning up front and then look for high value items and prioritize based on value that's followable by the MVP. That's the minimum viable product. The one way I remind my students of how to find the MVP is I say, base what you select to go in the next sprint as if it's your last sprint. The things that you absolutely can't live without. And that helps you identify the MVP, the minimum viable product. But it also helps you to prioritize. It's what are the things that you absolutely can't think about. And let's be clear, I can't live without all is not an acceptable answer. So these are the things that we're going to be talking about on the Ask the Agile Analyst. Because there's an Agile Analyst in all of us. So stay tuned for our new series, Ask the Agile Analyst, featuring myself and my guest, and also Coop's new series. The name so far is Coop Chat, but that could change. Either way, stay tuned. Thank you for your support. That's all.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.